This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. The month of June started with another political scandal dominating headlines, followed by an attack on the media. We are talking, of course, about Mayor de Blasio.
I don't think the average New Yorker or the average American cares about my gym routine or any other elected official's gym routine. I think there's a group of insiders who do, and sort of junkies of political news who do, but I actually think that's not the audience the media should be concerned with if they want to be relevant.
De Blasio's take on the coverage of his gym routine in Park Slope has hardly been an isolated criticism from the mayor. As he runs for re-election this year, it sometimes seems like he's running against the media, so much so that some have compared him to the media critic-in-chief, Donald Trump. Last week, BuzzFeed editor Ben Smith sat down to interview Mayor de Blasio at the Northside Festival in Brooklyn, and they spoke at length about media in the city, and Ben Smith joins us now on This Week in Politics. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Ben, during your interview, it sounded like Bill de Blasio was launching a new show called On the Media. Unfortunately for him, we already have that here at WNYC, but what is the thrust of his complaints?
So de Blasio, you know, he is somebody who grew up in the New York media. I covered him when I was in a City Hall reporter and he was in the New York City Council, and was a pretty adept player of the kind of raucous, sometimes sloppy, often hyper-aggressive New York tabloid game. But what he said to me last week, and, you know, which I think he really believes, is that he has always had a kind of deep and deeply kind of left-wing grievance with what he calls the corporate media, with the underlying problem being that rich people own it.
During your conversation, you were quick to point out that a lot of de Blasio's criticism of the press sounds similar to President Trump, but the mayor noted some key differences. He says Trump's criticism is little more than a cynical appeal to a right-wing base, while he, de Blasio, is challenging ownership of the media by wealthy individuals.
Corporate media often doesn't challenge corporate power structures. And this is another thing I find more than contradictory. If you're going to challenge elected officials, God bless you. Go challenge the corporations that are dictating the rules of so much of our lives at the same time. Go challenge Wall Street. Go challenge the real powers that be. And it doesn't happen enough.
Is this an important distinction he makes?
You know, I do think that, you know, at sort of an abstract level, there's obviously like a real debate and a real conversation about media ownership. It is noticeable that the stories that Bill de Blasio objects to most are these stories that are not flattering to Bill de Blasio. And he does share that with the president. And I think, you know, what I told him was I think that I'm, you know, certainly interested in his broad vision of the media. And if he wants to fund public media, I believe the city no longer funds WNYC, for instance. But, you know, the city of New York has one of the largest budgets in the world, and they could, in fact, fund media, and they don't. You know, he likes the reporting that he likes, and he doesn't like the reporting that he doesn't like, and he applies his critique to the latter category.
Mayor de Blasio is running for re-election this year, and it doesn't seem like there's going to be a lot of opposition, and he has recently hit new highs in his popularity ratings. Is the mayor right about the irrelevance of traditional media? Do his attacks ring true with a lot of voters?
You know, it was pretty noticeable in this room in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, the sort of, you know, hipster capital of the galaxy. I definitely felt that the audience, the packed room, hundreds of people were really hanging on his every word and rolling their eyes at mine. And that I think there is a skepticism about the media, which is maybe healthy in some ways. And in New York's tabloids, like, it's true. They're owned by rich people who advance their and their friends' interests some of the time, for sure, like, no doubt. And that's a totally legitimate point to make. I think the thing that is I find kind of disturbing is that it's like they also are the ones doing real accountability journalism in New York City. And the notion that, you know, powerful public officials sort of think that they kind of have a right to decide which stories, which outlets are legitimate or not, you know, is something that makes me nervous. And particularly in an environment where, you know, in an ideal world, there would be, you know, a vibrant and aggressive and responsible press that was widely read and also had no commercial incentives besides the truth. And this isn't that world. And in this kind of fallen world, you got the New York Post and the Daily News and doing the best they can and with many, many problems. But also, you know, doing great exposés of things that city and federal government are doing in the city. And I think, like, it's important to respect that.
At the same time, de Blasio talked about how great the New York Times coverage of Rikers Island has been, how important that has been for people in the government to learn from. But at the same time, you're arguing that he likes the news that kind of doesn't talk about him a whole lot.
Yeah, and you know, there's a sort of tradition in New York and in, you know, in all political reporting that I think a lot of cooler-blooded analysts subject to of politics as a sort of theater and as being about power and personality rather than about policy and the effects of governance. I mean, I think it's always been some of both. And de Blasio sort of, you know, has this objection that some, you know, I find surprising in a politician to sort of the symbolism of politics and the notion that politics has this symbolic aspect and that it's not just about the policy. I mean, of course, you know, that's almost the definition of politics, is the sort of translation of policy into this compelling emotional language that you can get rally people behind.
During your conversation, the mayor took the opportunity to rail against press coverage of last week's Puerto Rican Day parade.
For so many column inches and so many minutes of airtime to be about who's marching in the Puerto Rican parade and almost no attention on the plight of 3.5 million people in Puerto Rico who are suffering right now from a health crisis, an economic crisis, a Zika crisis. It makes no sense.
It's hard to argue with that, but does this also sound like a man whining about the level of scrutiny that comes with the job? I mean, when the mayor of New York City marches in a parade, that carries weight. That sends a message.
Yeah, I think the symbolic aspects of politics are important, right? Like who the president stands next to, what ideas he endorses. And the same is true of the mayor of a big city. Whether he endorses or distances himself from the armed struggle for the liberation of Puerto Rico isn't trivial. And his power over the Puerto Rican healthcare system is rather limited. To me, though, the missed opportunity is that the great New York City mayors have, you know, maybe you can, whatever you think of the sort of tabloid game, it can be this incredible weapon. And like right now in New York, the core thing that's happening in New York is the subways are a disaster. That's what everybody here talks about. And as I said to de Blasio, he ought to be on the cover of the tabloids every day demanding that the governor fix the damn subways. And instead, he's fighting with them about his gym routine. And that's kind of a choice he's decided to make.
Ben Smith, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Always psyched to talk about local New York politics.
Ben Smith is editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed and host of the News Feed with BuzzFeed Ben podcast.